Today we're in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 8 and 9. Listen to this. It says, "Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank." As Saul of Tarsus spends 3 days sitting in the dark, you've got to wonder what's going through his mind. Earlier in the week, he'd been at the top of his career, fully credentialed by the temple authorities to round up Christians and throw them in prison. He'd been trained at the feet of Gamaliel, one of the brightest minds in the nation. He was young, full of enthusiasm, and knew exactly what he wanted from life. But then it happens. On his way to Damascus, he has an encounter with Christ. He's literally knocked off his high horse as Jesus shows up and asks some pretty tough questions. "Saul," he says, "why are you fighting your conscience? You know this is wrong. And when you're persecuting these Christians, you're actually persecuting me." That moment was one of the biggest turnarounds in the history of the world, because Saul of Tarsus went on to become Paul the Apostle, a man who carried the gospel to the Gentile world and authored a significant portion of the New Testament. So now he sits in the dark, temporarily blinded by the encounter with Jesus, and he's got 3 days to think about the way he's wasted his life. He just discovered he's been playing for the wrong side of the equation, applying his talents in the wrong direction. So what does he think about by himself in the dark? You know, there's almost nothing worse than finding out you've been wasting your one and only lifetime. And eventually, most of us have an encounter like Saul. We discover we've had the wrong priorities, or we've been playing for the wrong team. Unfortunately, for most of us, it comes way too late, in the last few moments of life, when it's too late to do anything about it. It'd be much, much better to find out early, like Saul, when there's actually time to turn around. When Saul fell down in the presence of Jesus, he asked two important questions that give us the keys to truly successful living. In verse 5 of this chapter, Paul says, "Who are you, Lord?" And in verse 6, he asks, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" If you ask those questions honestly, every day of your life, it will open the door to the kind of living that produces no regrets. So here's what I'm going to propose. Take the 3-day Saul of Tarsus challenge. Turn off all the noise for 3 days. The TV, the internet, your cell phone, absolutely everything. If you can, get away by yourself or just you and your spouse. And then for 3 days, ask yourself those same two questions, honestly and prayerfully. Who are you, Lord? And what do you want me to do? Then take everything, your appointments, your calendar, your priorities, your habits, your relationships, everything, and put them to the test. Do they fall in step with the character of God? And are they really what God wants you to do with your life? With 3 days of quiet, you'd be surprised just how loudly God can speak, and you'll be surprised how clear He can be about giving you a better way to live.